Brilliance Audio.
See Jane Snap by Bethany Crandall. Performed by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. I am a strong, capable woman. I am a strong, capable woman. I can do anything I set my mind to. I can do anything I set my mind to. The world is mine for the taking. The world is mine for the taking. I am no longer bound by the confines of my penis. I am no longer bound. Oh! I snatch my phone from the center console and tap the screen, pausing the tutorial. I've listened to this YouTube video at least 1,000 times, and yet somehow am always startled by the transition from bra-burning, empowered female back to transgender woman where we started. I'm sure there are better-suited self-helps out there, but I really like the sound of Dr. Dee Dee's voice. She's authoritative and confident, probably because she's no longer bound by the confines of her penis. I scrub the video back a bit with a drag of my finger and start again. I am a strong, capable woman. I am a strong, capable woman. I repeat this exercise the entire drive, and by the time I reach the restaurant and squeeze my car into a narrow space between two identical Teslas, feel like I can conquer the world. Yes, I can do this. I've got this. As we do every month, the Second Wives Club of Mount Ivy General Hospital is meeting for lunch. It's not an actual club, of course, just a silly name we came up with over too many Proseccos a year or so ago. And technically, we're not all seconds. Of the four of us, only Tamira and Heather are actual second wives, while Brielle is number four to Dr. Harold Dixon, plastic and reconstructive surgeon. And I'm the lone, nearly extinct to this world, first wife. But we thought it was cute, so we stuck with it. We spend most of our time catching up on our families and idle hospital gossip, but because I also serve on the board of Mount Ivy General's Special Events Committee, yet another post I've been bequeathed, I loop the girls in on the latest activities whenever there's something to report. On today's agenda, the big Valentine's Gala, held just 3 months from now, when we'll kick off the fundraising campaign for a new state-of-the-art cardiology wing that will put Mount Ivy on the map, where it belongs. At least, that's the fluffy spin we're putting on it. Truth is, the hospital is terribly short on funds, and if they don't secure some big money very soon, all the specialty departments will be cut, starting with cardiology. And since my husband, Dan, is the head of cardiology and also the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?